You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The Patriots 11-2, they have the best record in the AFC, and these two teams have faced each other 13 times in the past 12 years. So this rivalry is it's a historic rivalry, and we get to see these teams go head-to-head quite a lot in the National Football League, Gil.
We do, for being non-division foes. We do get to see them a lot because they've both been successful in recent years, so we get to see them a lot in the postseason as well. But, you know, it's a different iteration of these teams, obviously, when Peyton Manning was a quarterback in the past, both the great version of Manning and the lesser version of Manning. Now it's Trevor Siemian. Trevor Siemian, you know, were it not for Dak Prescott and earlier in the season Carson Wentz, we'd probably be talking about Trevor Siemian as being a really solid rookie quarterback when all is put in the wash. But ultimately, the Broncos have no running game, and so the defense has had to stay on the field much longer than they've been used to in past seasons. And so a vaunted defense that they once were, they're still a very good defense, don't get me wrong, but any defense that's on the field for as long as they are is going to flounder at times. We talked about that with the Vikings defense specifically earlier this season, how, yeah, they're great, but if you're on the field all day long, it's going to be tough eventually. So, you know, it's the Patriots. You guys, again, at Will Hill, you got them at the spread at 3 here.
Yes.
I like the Broncos. If you wait this out a little, my strategy would be to wait this out a little and take the Broncos and hope for a 3.5. I know no better goes rich betting against Bill Belichick, but to me, this is the spot where if the Patriots were to lose, it's right here at Mile High Stadium. The Patriots come in, you know, banged up like every team in the NFL. No Danny Amendola in this game. And I do think the biggest injury in this game actually is on the Broncos defense with Brandon Marshall being out. But I think the Broncos, who, by the way, have to win every one of their last 3 games here probably to get into the playoffs, and what a schedule the Broncos have down the stretch. Not only do they play the Patriots here, then they go Christmas night to face the Chiefs. New Year's Day, they got the Raiders. So, man, good luck, Broncos. Their 3 closing opponents each already have 10 wins, so imagine facing that schedule. But I do like the Broncos here. Call it a hunch, call it a feeling. I don't know what it is. I just think that that defense will rise to the occasion, give Brady enough trouble, and have enough offensive success that they get the cover at the very least here.
The problem with the Broncos, Gil, is that they have become one-dimensional on offense, haven't they? Without C.J. Anderson in the backfield, they've not been able to run the ball, which, even though Trevor Siemian, as you mentioned, has had an outstanding season throwing to Emmanuel Sanders and Demetrius Thomas, it's difficult to do it all through the air, isn't it? You need a ground game. You need to be multifaceted in this league, and they haven't been in the last few weeks.
Yeah, as one of the guys on my show, Ace, likes to say, if you're one-dimensional, that's the worst thing you can be in football. I'm paraphrasing. I'm sure I didn't quote him accurately on that, but you don't want to be one-dimensional, and the Broncos are so much that on offense. You're right. They haven't been able to replace C.J. Anderson, and so defenses know that they're not going to get much out of them from the running game. I think the key to this game is the fact that with Brandon Marshall out for the Broncos defense, and it looks like he's out. He didn't practice Wednesday. Say he's not close to coming back. Brady, already knowing that the Broncos secondary, and specifically corners Aqib Talib and Chris Harris Jr., Talib and Harris Jr. are so good against wideouts that you almost just erase wideouts from your mind. Certainly if you're playing fantasy football, just to go through that prism, you don't play wide receivers against the Denver Broncos. You don't play whatever team is up against the Broncos. So with Brandon Marshall, the linebacker, out probably for this, you've got to expect Brady to go after the linebackers with his tight end, Martellius Bennett, and with his running backs out of the backfield with Deion Lewis, and you'll probably get a healthy dose of LeGarrette Blount as well. Now, of course, you don't really guess along with Bill Belichick. That's what an average person would do, right? That's what logic would dictate the Patriots will do in this game. And I think the Broncos are thinking that, and they're going to be prepared for that. But Belichick might just do the opposite. We'll have to see. So going to be an interesting game. The Broncos need it badly. Here's the thing with the Patriots at 11-2 and a 1-game lead in the AFC over everybody else. Even if they lose this game, not the end of the world for the Patriots because they own all the tiebreakers over all their competition for the number one seed. And they have a really easy schedule the last two games after this. I think they play the Jets and the Dolphins. So, you know, maybe a natural letdown here for the Patriots if they are indeed capable of one.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey-o, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.